Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Swimmer's ear.
Swimmer's ear. Swimmer's ear.
The Adult Swim Podcast.
I guess if you're financially well off, you can be well hung. I mean, that's, you know, you can True. You can achieve that. You know, it's not like it has to, you have to be born with it. Maybe it's mentally.
That's one way to put it. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, yeah. Kerry, my name is Mike.
I'm Rusty. I'm the guy you've been communicating with through social media.
Yep.
We appreciate you coming
Rusty,
on.
Why
with
are
us.
You in half the frame?
We're on a hanging. Hold on.
I only see half your face.
Yeah, we're on a little iPad.
We're on an
here.
iPad thing.
Oh, a little iPad. Oh.
Yeah, we're not recording
so
the podcast on an
sharing
iPad.
Sharing camera
but
time. Yeah, the camera. I can see camera fine here. Behind you there.
Yeah, camera's grabbing all of us. So the people that see this will see the back of our heads and your face. So that'll be good. We think that's the best way to
What's
shoot
the deal?
Things.
Who painted your mural back there?
We had several people in the community paint it. So
really?
We're in the only like true high rise building here in Waco, Texas. We're on the 21st floor of the Alico building. This building's been here for 110 plus years. And so we had some folks come in to do this. We built three different studios up here, and we put out somewhere between 50 and 60 episodes of podcasts a week. So we're throwing out a lot of content.
That's a lot of podcasts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's pretty dope, man. Y'all been doing it how long?
I started this company in 2019, so we're going on 5 years. This show, we just started, the Adult Swim show, but we've been doing a King of the Hill show twice a week for about 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years.
So.
Me and Mike, we started the King of the Hill show together. Mm-hmm. We actually started a David Letterman podcast together, and it kind of broke off into, we realized that King of the Hill was our, something we could talk about easier, so... Mm. We did the King of the Hill one for 2 years, and then we've been debating on another show, and we both were at different points of our life when Adult Swim started. He was like, you know, in his early 30s, and I was like 12. So we're kind of like bringing two different perspectives, because I remember watching the Brack show and Aqua Teen and C-Lab and all as a 12-year-old. So like, that's what kind of the show is. It's like a juxtaposition between our generations.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, I grew up on your show.
Oh, yeah, you heard it. Yeah, you probably heard that a million times, I'm sure.
I don't feel old at all.
That won't do it, you
whippersnapper. It's cool, though, man.
So, Kerry Means, Frylock.com, right? That is the new website?
Kerry Means what?
Kerry Means, Frylock.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
My wife said it. She said she built you a website. That's right. That's right.
That's my techie, man. Everybody needs a good tech head in their life.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, everybody does.
She's mine, because without her, I could barely check my email. You know what I'm saying?
She said a tree fell on your house, and so you had to move somewhere, and then she took a walk-in closet and made it your studio.
Well, yeah, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment. Mm. It's the same complex we live in now, actually.
Oh, okay. But,
tree fell through the roof and almost killed me.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I was at home with the three kitties.
Yeah.
She had just left the house. She went to go work out with her dad.
Mm.
And it was on Father's Day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
Clear sky was clear as a bell. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there working on a commission piece and playing my PS4 or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, ba-boom, this thing came through the roof, man.
Oh,
like a bomb. Literally, it was like a bomb hit.
I don't doubt it, yeah.
I'm sitting there in shock, waiting on the final death blow, waiting on my death to come. So I was like, this is it. I'm going to die.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what have I done with my life other than Aqua Teen?
I'm nothing.
Damn it!
I'm gonna order a French fries. Leave me alone. All right.
But thank God, it didn't kill me.
Yeah, no kidding. So, no kidding. Now you can do more Aquatine.
Two and a half weeks later, we were able to get our cats out of the deluge damaged building that we used to live in. Because, you know, the apartment management didn't want to let us back inside because of the danger of the tree and everything.
Yeah, sure.
We even called the, what do you call it, animal control to try to come trap them and get them out. The guy lied, though. He took one look at that infrastructure. I ain't going in there.
I don't really yeah.
So he said he went in and set a trap, but he did.
He didn't set any traps.
But so Carrie, we ended up lured him out and got him out.
Oh, you so lured him all out. Safe. What'd you? Like, they all like safe. Peanut butter or what? What are we talking?
Well,
about?
They eat these kitty treats.
Yeah,
they're crazy about these kitty treats that we feed them every morning. And I had a ritual with them. I would set their bowls by the door.
Yeah.
Every morning and give them these kitty treats, right? So once they heard that box shaking, they came running.
There you go. So
we talked the management into letting us feed them.
So they were staying in that.
So we ended up coaxing them out.
They were staying in that crushed apartment, and then you had to rattle a box to get them out.
They stayed there for 2 weeks.
Wow, that's crazy.
People thought they ran off or something. Yeah. I didn't know if they ran off or not. You know, there was a big enough hole for them to get through. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they stayed put, man. They probably was like, "Mom and Dad, ready? Bring their ass back. They got some.
We don't have thumbs.
They're
waiting
here.
Yeah,
they waited." Yeah, they waited for us to come get them.
Well, you hear about that stuff all the time. You know,
and they're safe today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Carrie, let's talk about how you got into this. So, Carrie Means, number one, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Yeah, and let's talk about Frylock and any of the other stuff.
Thundercleese. My favorite character you do is Thundercleese, actually, not Frylock. Thundercleese is my favorite character that you do. The Brack Show is just, I mean, it's all time great for me and like my pantheon of you know, Adult Swim shows.
So how do you get into this stuff, Carrie?
I started on theater on the stage.
Yeah. Man. You do
I
have that kind of stage
on
voice.
The dare
in
college.
Yeah.
And you know, Once your voice changes when you're like 12 or 13 and you start talking like you're going to talk for the rest of your life, and my voice started sounding like this.
Right.
So all my classmates were like, "Man, do this, do that." They wanted me to do all kind of stuff with my voice and everything. I was like, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, I could do impressions of some of the faculty and staff in my high school, and they would ask me to make fun of the teacher that did the morning announcements, and he had his very peculiar voice, and I would make fun of him. And, just stuff for fun, you know what I'm saying? But once I got into high school and college and stuff like that, I started performing with the choirs, singing in the bass section in the choirs, whatever choir I was in high school and college. And then in college, somebody came to my dorm room and was like, "They're looking for somebody to be in this play, to play a homosexual." I was like, "Yeah, I'm comfortable with my masculinity.
Sure.
I don't have a problem going in and playing a person of color or character." When I say color, I don't mean...
I got
skin
you.
Color.
Yeah,
I mean,
I understand.
Color, personality,
sure,
that type
sure,
of person.
Sure.
I don't want to get in trouble with any LBGTQ, XYZ, PDQs that are out there.
I think we're good. Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't have no problem with my masculinity, so I went to audition for the role, and the director saw me perform, and she was like, "No, I want you to play the heavy. I want you to play the villain in this show." I was like, "Okay, let's do it." So... my very first role in the theater was the villain in the show.
What was the show?
Oh, shit. You would ask me that. It was one of those old stage plays, man. Gotcha. I can't remember the name of it. These characters are all from Missouri.
Yeah.
And they kept talking about wanting to go back to Kansas City and stuff like that. And I can't remember the name of the damn show. It's so long ago, man.
That's all right.
I'm talking freshman year in college. This is 1985.
What college are we talking about?
Lincoln University, Jeff City, Missouri.
There it is.
There's two Lincolns. One's in Nebraska,
uh-huh.
and one's in Missouri. I went to the one in Missouri.
Okay.
I had a full ride music scholarship when I started.
There you go.
When I graduated, I was a commercial art major because I couldn't hack music theory. I couldn't write down those notes and lyrics, and it was like calculus with notes. I couldn't do that shit, man. So I was like, I'm going to change to something I know. I know how to draw. I've been drawing all my life. So let's do that.
So did you
change to
you,
commercial arts? So
did
I
you follow
my
that?
Major.
Did you start doing art?
I changed my major to commercial art, graduated, Mm-hmm. Got here to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And my professor was like, you need to contact Georgia Tech. Mm. So I contacted Georgia Tech to try to further my career in graphic design. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we don't have that department up and running yet. When I got here, so this was 93, and I was like, okay,
Yeah.
Well, back to the stage. That's what I did. I mean, I was working a day job at a market research firm called Booth Research. I can say the name now because they're now defunct.
Sure.
But I was the guy in the 90s that would call you up during dinner and ask you questions about your cable provider. Do you think in 10 years everyone will have a cell phone? Somewhat likely, not at all likely, very likely. I was the guy you was hanging up on.
Yeah.
When you were trying to have dinner at your house, calling you about stupid shit like cell phones in the future.
Sure.
What do you think in the future we'll be able to fast forward, rewind, and pause live TV? Do you think we'll be able to do that?
Yeah.
And look at what we can do.
Yeah.
We can do exactly that now.
So two things.
It was a company that was laying the groundwork
for
those types of things like cell phones and all this crazy shit. So during that time, it helped me. It helped me with the voiceover thing because I had to read from a script from these dumb terminals we had.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm reading, you know, hi, my name is Ted Koppel, and I'm calling from Zaza Research, and we want to talk to you about this. And you're reading the script and everything, so it helped. Yeah. It helped because you're reading aloud.
Yeah.
And
did you do it?
I finally got the nerve to go in the studio and make a demo.
Yeah.
Because people were telling me, your voice, you got to do something with this voice, man. You got to get on radio. Or something. I was like, okay.
Sure.
So I went in and cut the demo, started mail. Back then, you know, you had the snail mail stuff. You couldn't just click a button like now and send your MP3 to like Warner Brothers or Hollywood or something like that. Yeah. You can do that shit now, but you couldn't do it in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? So you had to go in the studio and record the old fashioned way. Get an engineer to do your sound effects and your music for you. And I went in there and did that. And I started shopping around my demo, man, and there was this girl I was doing a play with who kept coming late to rehearsals and kept showing up missing rehearsals and stuff. And I was like, where do you go? Who do you? She's like, oh, I just had this audition. My agent sent me here. I was like, who's your agent? I just asked her one day. I was like, who is your agent? I need to know who this person is. So she gave me the information. Long story longer, the agent contacted me, and she already had an in with Cartoon Network. So next thing you know, I'm doing bumps for Pokemon, and I'm the announcer for the original run of Samurai Jack.
Oh, wow.
On the next Samurai Jack, Jack gets into this, that, and the other.
Sure. Oh, wow. And I was the guy who was telling I recognize that.
Yeah, I was the guy who was telling you about the next episode of Samurai Jack.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
At the time, this guy was a production assistant. He's probably a CEO now. Over there. His name is Larry Morris. I remember the name because I went to high school with a guy named Larry Morris. But the guy I went to high school with was more like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But this guy was a PA at the time. He ran the Matt Malero and Dave Willis, the co-creator of Zocco Tunes. He said, you got to hear this Kerry Means guy. He'd be perfect for the show y'all doing about these food products, man. So I'm in the break room of my day job, the day job I was telling you about, with the script from Rabot in one hand via fax machine. And then on the other hand, I had the phone to my ear. I was reading the script. And I could hear Matt Malero and Dave Willis cracking up in the background. I was like, no, meanwhile, don't get the jam box. And there's just... cracking up, man. They're laughing their asses off. Yeah. I was like, what is this crap? I am not going to get this gig, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was running around Atlanta doing musical theater, wherever I could find a gig.
Yeah.
You know, theater. That's why I tell people who want to get into voiceover, start with that. Start with doing some theater or some improv classes.
Sure.
Because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be able to think on your feet and quick.
Yeah.
Quick, fast. And somebody sends you a script on Tuesday at 8 a.m. and they want it by 2 p.m. You can't memorize this shit. So you might as well just learn how to cold read.
Right.
Basically, you got to learn how to cold read and cold read fast.
Yeah.
One of my first gigs is voiceover. I'll never forget this. It's 1997. It was a Blockbuster Video.
Wow.
Why is Frosty so cool? He shops at Blockbuster Video. Why is Rudolph's nose so red? He shops at Blockbuster Video. And I was like, I was almost 2 hours late for that session. I was like, I'll never work in this town again. And they kept calling me back to do more stuff. And I was like, okay, this seems like it might be a viable career path. So next thing you know, like I said, I did audition for Frylock in that break room. Next thing you know, it came down to me and one other guy. The other guy was too dull, too boring, too droll. So
was Frylock before Thundercleese?
It's about the same time.
About the same time.
It was right around... the exact same time. I got Thundercleese around the same time I got Frylock, and they found out that I was classically trained in the arts and vocally done opera. So I used to sing with the Atlanta Opera Chorus, mm-hmm. the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Chorus, and all that. So they found out I did that. That's where that episode about the three hams,
that came from.
They had me singing as Thundercleese operatic style, three hams will fill him, three hams will thrill him. Of course, that's what Brack heard.
Yeah.
His twisted mind, that Thundercleese said, feed my goldfish three hams, you know. So remember that. So that's how that went, like that.
Yeah, I love Andy Merrill. Yeah, I love the Brack Show.
So two things. Commercial art. I also have a degree in commercial art that was like a default for me. Never did a damn thing with it. And then I used to own some video stores. So I was about the same time you were doing those Blockbuster things. But the one thing you said to me that didn't make any sense is why is Rudolph's nose red because he goes to Blockbuster Video? I don't understand that coalition.
That's the way they wrote the script, man.
I'm just saying.
Why is Rudolph's nose so red? Because he shops at Blockbuster Video, and I guess he sticks his nose in the return slot.
I guess. Something like that.
Sticks his nose somewhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah, somewhere in somebody's Blockbuster.
No, there's a lot of jokes about why Rudolph's nose is red.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
If you've ever watched Family Guy or any of those shows.
Oh, there's tons of jokes about Rudolph,
you have cancer.
Is it curable?
No, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, Rudolph snorts a lot of cocaine. You know,
that's probably what it is, right?
That's why his nose is so red all the time. It's the post-nasal drip from the cocaine usage.
So tell me about when you get this script for Frylock. This has to be unlike anything you've ever read or gotten. Did you think,
all I had to go on
yeah.
was the description of the character. I didn't have a physical description or a picture.
Okay.
My agent described the character's character
to me, to be frank.
She's like, okay, his name is Frylock. You get the correlation? Frylock, Sherlock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Sherlock Holmes.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like, okay. She's like, he is the straight man. He's the guy who wants to solve the mystery. He wants to get the case solved, wrapped up, get to the bottom of the mysterious caper, whatever they're dealing with. The other two are just idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so that's all I had to go on. That was it. That was the total description of Frylock that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a script in my hand for Rabot, and I was like, no, B-Y, don't get a jam box and all like that. So I guess they just thought it fit.
Yeah.
But apparently, Frylock was always in here. He came out that day.
Yeah.
Been out ever since.
So how many times do you think you've played Frylock at this point?
How many times?
Yeah.
Oh well, you know, there's over 200 plus episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes. Yeah.
Well, then
there's two times that I wasn't Frylock, and that one of them was
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Baffler Meal.
Space Ghost
Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
I was not Frylock in that, and the other one was the live action one they did with T-Pain.
Yeah. Yeah,
Frylock and H. John Benjamin was shit. Funny story involving that. According to Dana Snyder, we were supposed to play ourselves.
Mm.
We were supposed to be in that as ourselves.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the powers that be decided to go with T-Pain and H. John Benjamin. I guess they needed the gig more than we did.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know.
T-Pain was really hurting at that time, I'm sure. Yeah, he needed to.
Yeah, he was hurting all right.
He needed.
I ain't got nothing against the guy.
Sure.
I never met him.
Sure.
Don't know him from Adam.
Yeah.
But I knew he's a rapper. That's all I knew about him.
Right.
You know, so I guess they figured that the fans would go gaga over T-Pain as Frylock or something.
That's a crazy episode. Because it is so unlike everything else, you know, I mean, with the live action and all that stuff, it's nutty.
One of my least favorites for obvious reasons, but one of my very least favorites is, the Party All the Time one with, with that rock and roll guy. What's his name? What's his name? The guy that's in there.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Frylock has cancer. They give Frylock cancer.
Yeah. I think Rusty's looking at
guy.
It.
Yeah. His name escapes me. I met him, too. I met him. He came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He came to Atlanta 1 year.
You're talking about Andrew W.K.
Andrew.
Oh, there you go. Oh, WK.
Yeah.
Now I know. Yeah.
The party.
Yeah,
party,
yeah
party,
I know
party,
exactly
party.
What episode you're talking about, too. Yeah.
Guy that liked to get punched in the
face. He was wearing the exact same outfit they had him in the Aqua Teen episode when he came here. The white T-shirt, the white jeans.
Well, I think that was his deal, right? That was his thing. Yeah.
He was on a cross-country tour, and it was called the Positive Power of Partying.
Mm.
I ain't lying. This was like 2016 or something like that. Mm-hmm. He comes to Atlanta, and people were asking him who they should vote for and how to raise their kids and shit. It was crazy, man.
Yeah, that's just that's
and
like
all he was
person.
Talking about was partying.
Yeah,
so it was like,
yeah, that's funny.
Party. Yeah. He gave us some stale pizza while we sat there and listened to him talk about partying for an hour. So
sell your kids,
and then
party.
You know, the guy who had the passes, he's a friend of mine. He took me backstage and it was like, yeah, this Frylock, this is the show he was on. I was like, oh yay, how you doing? So we took a photo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I don't think I ever posted it because it looks like I'm pointing at his junk because it's tall. It's like, hey, look, ladies.
Ah, here's the.
So I never posted that photo.
Andrew WK's junk. That's what I tuned in for.
That's what I was pointing at in the picture. So it was like, I'm not going to post this photo.
So
I'll save that one for some other time. Crop it out.
When, you can crop it out. You can't crop it down. When I look at the stuff about Frylock here, some of his abilities: multi-ray eye beams / fire extinguishers, Fry launcher, Fry radar, which is Frydar.
Where did you get this information?
And levitation. It was mailed to me in a secret envelope, you know. But yeah, those are
Wikipedia.
those are his powers. Am I missing anything there other than his father-like abilities for these two idiots?
Well, he's got the VHS in his back.
Oh, that's right.
You know, there's a VHS tape player.
Yeah,
I think they should update it to at least
DVD,
maybe a Netflix account,
CD player,
Blu-ray. You got a LaserDisc Blu-ray,
or he's got a Netflix account in his back.
No, I didn't call you.
That's so weird.
I'm doing an interview here.
It's the cats.
No, I have Carrie's voice in my head gone.
That's the cats going meow. It might be Cato.
It's all those cats
calling me by name.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. No,
it's okay, honey.
All good. So the first episode was the Rabot, right?
Right.
And it shows that your last appearance was Anubis, which was an episode. Is that correct?
I'm jiggling this cord here. I've got a short.
No, you're good.
Microphone cord.
It says
my earphone cord.
Gotcha.
Every once in a while, I can only hear you in one ear, but now it's fine.
It says your last. Anyway. It says your last appearance was Anubis, which is an episode. Is there anything past that?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Season 12.
Yeah, season 12 just aired, right?
Season 12, episode 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, the clandestine 5. They called it. Yeah, they called 5 episodes a season. I didn't know they could get away with that.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. 5 episodes of a 12-minute show. Yeah.
I would prefer 25.
Sure.
Myself, but that's just me.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, as a fan, hey, I would prefer
glad
that many
we came
too.
Back the way we did, and hopefully there'll be more.
Yeah.
I hope so too.
I wish I knew for certain there'd be more, but you know.
Well, it seems to have a really good fan response.
You don't know what these executives are going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Seems to have a really good response, though.
Wait, say that again?
Adult Swim just got bought by, Time Warner just got bought by Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
So you got Discovery Channel, Time Warner, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. So when you buy a corporation, what do you start trimming the fat at the bottom?
Yeah.
Which is Adult Swim. So
well, it's always
the last
people.
Time I went in the studio to record, all the guys I was talking to in the studio was like, yeah, they just laid me off. They laid me off. They laid me off. They laid me off. I was like, shit, they laid all you guys off?
Yeah.
I better stop telling people we're back. I don't know what to tell people now. I was like, well, we're kind of back if they want us.
I don't know. God, I hope that you guys
did you see the Pop-Tarts ad they did?
No.
They did
I haven't
Pop-Tarts
seen
ad.
Pop-Tarts ad.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
With the Aqua Teens.
Oh, cool.
No,
I'm
that'll
check
us,
that out.
Yeah, that'll give us something.
I'm
to
not
over.
In it.
Yeah.
I'm not in it. My voice isn't in it anyway. There is somebody going num 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 as Frylock, but it ain't me.
Yeah, but it's not you.
Like they're eating the Pop Tarts.
Yeah.
At the end
well,
of
that's
the, spot.
The thing is from what I've seen on the internet about fan response to the new stuff, everybody seems to love it. Like all the fan base and everything seems to be geared up for it. That's one thing that we kind of run into with our King of the Hill podcast and the fan base.
Uh-huh.
They're in the middle of producing a remake, not a remake, but a continuation is what they call it. They're not calling it a reboot. They're calling it a continuation. And everybody's kind of, you know, hey, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? How's it going to be? How did you feel about Aqua Teen when it came back? Is it kind of like?
I was just like riding a bike.
Riding a bike.
We never lost a step.
Yeah.
We never lost a step. The stuff is so funny. It's the writing.
Yeah. The writing's insane. The writing's insane, man. Yeah.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? If those guys ever stopped writing it, then we'd be in trouble. But
yeah, that's the reason why. I guess that's the reason why it's been as funny as long. It's still funny. I was watching some of the earlier episodes last night in preparation for talking to you today, and man, I had to pause it two or three times because I'm a very vocal laugher, so I got to pause whatever I'm watching. I don't even watch movies in the theaters no more because I got to pause it. You know what I mean? So I get my laugh.
My wife hates it when I do that.
Yeah. I'm bad about it. I have to watch movies alone.
Wait, I got to see that again. Rewind.
Yeah. I got to watch movies alone because people don't like watching movies the way I watch them. So. TV shows too. So I'm sitting there pausing it. 11 minute show. I pause probably 15 times just so I could laugh. It's so good.
So Carrie, can you talk about some of your coworkers? Let's talk about Meatwad.
What do you want to know? Ooh, it's good.
Meatwad, Master Shake, Carl. Let's talk about those folks.
We just did a show called Animate.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago. In Raleigh, mm-hmm. North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, we had Dave Willis was there. Who never does shows.
Right.
He did this one. I don't know what they offered him to pull him out of the webs to have him come out and do a show.
Sure.
But he was there. MC Chris was there. Myself.
Oh, MC Chris.
Dana Snyder. Gary, I can't remember his last name. The guy who did Uncle Ruckus, he was there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah.
And we had a funky good time. And the guy from Your Pretty Face.
Oh, really?
Going to Hell.
Yeah.
He was there. So it was like an Adult Swim takeover, man. A rally. We had a ball.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dana texts me like when we got back. And he's like, we all have COVID now. And I was like.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That sucks. I was fine.
It happens. It happens now.
Maybe I gave it to them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's from. He probably
not
brought it from the cats.
Well, you know, when you go to these shows, man, you're in contact with people. You're shaking hands.
Oh yeah.
Nobody's masks are optional now, so nobody's wearing masks anymore.
Yeah.
Not even on the airplanes. You know, the airplanes used to be mandatory.
Yeah. Nobody's wearing them anymore. Yeah.
My wife and I are heading to Orlando next week from Texas. And I think about those whenever you get on the plane at this point because, you know, we flew whenever.
The mandatory mask thing.
Yeah, we flew when you did have to. And now it's just so weird to see everybody just going about their business. You know, it's just so odd that we got through this thing. And
no, what I found was crazy was the people who was getting kicked off the planes for refusing to wear the mask.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't have to wear it. Yeah, or they wear it down here under their nose,
just to piss
like
somebody
that.
Off. Yeah, yeah.
And then they hold up a whole flight because they don't want to follow the mask mandate. They're like, put the damn mask on, man.
Yeah, just put it on.
I hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
I couldn't stand it. I had a cool mask though. I had a Frylock mask.
Did
somebody
you?
Made one.
That's awesome.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like Frylock's goatee. And the lightning bolt.
So
his nose.
There
that was my mask.
There are two characters, actually three, but the two different characters on Aqua Teen Hunger Force that are my favorite. One are the Moon Knights. You know, I just love them because
we are the Moon Knights.
Just so stupid.
Yeah, I love it so much.
But
it's
then
nice.
MCP Pants also is one of my all time favorites. I just love the fact that there's this terrible rapper. And the spider and the whole thing. That's one of my favorites.
I did a show with MC Chris a few months before we did this show in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And we had never done a show together. So.
Oh, okay.
He had these sweatshirts that said Pizza Butt. It was like the Pizza Hut logo. Uh-huh. Instead of pizza, it said Pete. He was had those on his table. Then he had his zip drives with his music on it. And that's all he had on his table. I was like, dude. Where are your prints? Where's your autograph stuff? He's like, I don't want to lug that stuff around, Carrie. I was like, lug it around. Yeah. You got an 8-year-old son right here. Yeah. That's your pack mule.
That's right.
Anyway,
there's a way to get that.
Then
stuff
when
in.
I saw him in Raleigh, he had prints on his table this time.
Yeah.
But he had the spider.
Yeah.
He had Hesh.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any MCP pants.
Yeah, man, that seems
like
a
with
loss.
The candy in his hand.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. You tripping. You got to get the MCP pants. You got to get the
Yeah, you
got to
get the MCP
the
pants.
Candy cane.
That's a fan favorite.
Like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Give, I was like, man, that should be the first one you printed out. Are you kidding me?
Heck yeah. That's a, you got to give people what they want.
I
got to
teach them how to do this.
Yeah, you gotta put him on, man. Yeah, you gotta put him on, man.
So talking about that, talking about that, how many of those shows do you do a year? Like, I'm assuming we're talking. Yeah, I'm assuming we're talking.
I'm gonna be up you guys way.
Oh yeah, when's that?
It's a funny name. It's called Bowsy's Owsy or Bow Wowsy Little.
Okay.
Bowie Zula Bala.
Boy, I love it.
Bowie Zoo Zoo Zoo. I'll send you the link.
Been there many times.
Once we get off. I'll send you the information.
Right? Yeah.
It's going to be up near, either in or near Houston.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So.
Houston's a big one, yeah.
You could probably find it if you type in Comic Cons near Houston.
Oh, yeah. We'll find it. The one that
February
says...
4th and 5th.
4th and 5th?
Of February.
Huh.
Brazoria County Comic Con?
That's it.
Brazoria County.
Yeah, that's the county Comic Con.
That's the show I'm doing.
So
I was close.
Yeah, you almost had it.
You might be out of town. No, you said you're going out of town. Is that the weekend you're going out of town?
No, actually, I'm going this next week, and then
you're going the end of the month.
Yeah, during that week,
so you'll be back.
During that week, I'm going to go over to Houston for a couple of days, so I may try to make it over there.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Check it out.
How many of those shows?
I've never been to Texas.
Oh, really?
Never been.
How many of those shows you do a year?
Not enough.
Yeah.
I love to do them.
Yeah.
I would like to fill my calendar. I would like 2 or 3 a month, but you know,
that'd
be ideal.
Sure.
But I don't do nearly as many as I want to, man, you know.
So it doesn't get old, like sitting there and talking
not
to all the
to
fans
me.
And stuff. That's great. That's wonderful. Because, you know, you hear so many people like in your spot that are like, yeah, I just hate doing them, but I got to do them and blah, blah, blah.
Well, those are the people that shouldn't do them. If they're jaded on the con circuit, then don't do cons.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's
obligated to do them, like those Power Ranger folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those Power Rangers, their contract must do X amount of cons every year. Or they got it. You can't film them or take pictures of them or some crap.
Yeah, because
stipulations
through all this podcast and stuff. I have an animation podcast called Animation Conversation that I actually do with a Hollywood animator. His name's John Fountain, and he worked on Fairly Odd Parents for like 7 years. And that's one thing that he doesn't do. He does not do cons at all. He does commission work online, but he does not do any type. Because I told him, I was like, well, what if our podcast takes off and we have to go this and that? He said, you'll be the envoy. He said, you get to go do all that. He said, I'm going to stay at home here in South Carolina while you fly around the country doing whatever you got to do. He said, I'm not. I said, I'm an old man. I've already done all that. I'm good.
Yeah. Some people just don't want to do them.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Dave Willis was one of them until they got him to come to Raleigh. He might do a few more. He actually was surprised. It was so fun. He didn't know he was going to have a good time.
I think that's what it is. A lot of people are hesitant.
He thought it was going to be these people. Ah.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think there's a misconception too. It's just going to be a bunch of sweaty nerds. I feel like everybody loves these shows. People of all walks of life like these shows.
Yeah.
It's not just some kid who smells like BO. It's everybody who likes these shows.
I've met neurophysicists and kinds of people from all. That's one of the things I do. I ask people what they do for a living while I'm signing an autograph for them. So what do you do for a living? You know, and it's, you just. Surprise
all kinds of stuff
oh I bet you do yeah I bet
yeah
you are
man
surprised.
It's
yeah.
all walks of life like you said it's just not all nerds are different
that is true now any of them that are buying those waifu pillows though you probably want to stay away from those folks
buying what
those waifu pillows
oh
you know,
the anime
pillows
the big
like
anime
a,
body pillows
yeah. maybe
what
stay
is
away.
That is that an acronym for something
no it's a Japanese it's an anime thing like it'll have an anime character on the pillow and then they get to know the let's put it this way they get to know the pillow very well through maybe means that we don't want to talk about
but, physical relationships with inanimate objects.
They are big fans of their pillows. Yeah, big fans.
Big fans of pocket pussies too. Yeah.
That's true.
I have an artist friend online who does an adult comic strip.
Yeah,
he does adult comic strips starring an adult female character. She's very busty. She's gotten wedding proposals.
Oh, sent her.
And he's like, he's just sick of it. He's like, this is just stupid. She's a made-up character. She is not real. Stop dick pics and wedding proposals to this character, please. That's got to let him know he's on to something successful here.
Well, you know, they
maybe too successful.
That ChatGPT, the AI stuff, they just opened a little market where you can go and see other ChatGPT engines and stuff. And the first thing that the market started filling up with were AI girlfriends. So we know, you know, there's definitely a crowd out there.
There's a guy somewhere in the world married his AI.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. If Dennis Rodman can marry himself, yeah, then somebody can marry their AI.
Married an AI.
Yeah.
Character.
So, Carrie, we don't want to take up a ton of your time. So tell us what you got coming up besides the Brazos-Galaga County Fair or Comic-Con. What else you got?
Close enough.
Yeah, I got you, sure.
Oh, man, just some shows, man. I'm doing another one. February, I'm going to be at February 25th, 24th and 25th, I'm going to be at another show called Happy Valley Comic-Con. It's in Pennsylvania.
I bet the suicide rate. So in Happy I've been Valley up PA really, way before. Really high, you know.
Happy Valley.
Yeah, I bet.
You heard of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy Valley. I mean, that's.
I was supposed to do it last year. But I ended up doing Pensacon in Florida instead.
Pensacon.
So, you know, that was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, people can contact me on social media if they want to check out my shop.
Yeah. And
I do have the shop, which is the link to the website. They can shop and they can get a print signed by yours truly.
Yes, sir.
They can contact me if they want an original Aqua Teen themed piece of artwork.
That's awesome.
Those aren't cheap, though. Those started like $200.
Sure.
But they go up from there. The more intricately detailed you want it.
Yeah.
Like this girl wants the characters from Wayne's World. Scenario with the Aqua Teens. That's a little more than $200, you know.
Yeah, I would imagine. Like
yeah, for sure.
If
yeah.
you want Carl... If you want Carl water skiing with Meatwad as the water skis and the Moonanites shooting from their spaceship or jet skis, and that's going to be a little more as well, something like that. So I do commission pieces for people who want some Frylock artwork, Carrie Means artwork,
Aqua
Teen theme stuff. I'm working on one now where Carl is being raped by Hand Banana and Spaghetti is on the front lawn. That episode, believe it or not, that's one of if you know somebody that's never seen Aqua Teen before in their lives and you want to introduce them to the show, you got to start with Hand Banana. That's one of the first ones you should start with. So start with Hand Banana, follow that up with Dickasso. And if they're not hooked by then, you're not.
I'm starting to pick up on a theme there.
Yeah. Rape, murder, and dicks.
There it is.
That's what Aqua Teen is all about.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it. It was lovely meeting your wife, hearing about your cats. I'm glad you didn't die from a tree falling on you. I'm really hoping now at this point that that I can make it up to Houston there for that Comic-Con. That'd be cool.
Man, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna try to be some of that Texas barbecue,
there
baby.
You go. I'm gonna.
Well, see, I'm from St. Louis, so
so it's a different barbecue. You know our barbecue. They probably
do things a little different in Texas, but I can't wait to taste some.
So St. Louis, is that mostly a red sauce, white sauce, yellow sauce? What is that?
It depends on who you talk to. I'm all about the sauce myself.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like a good sauce, and I make a kick-ass sauce myself.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So, you know.
So, we're going to get a Frylock sauce in store soon?
Ah, you know, that's
not there you go, man. There you go. Yeah. Put my name on it. Let me get some kickback.
Because they own the rights to the character.
Yeah. Sure. Well, it could be Frylux, you know, or something like that. Yeah,
change the name a little bit.
Just scoot around.
Fry
a
man.
Bit.
That's right.
Fry there you man. Go. Fry man.
Fry man's fry
man's sauce. Saucy. I got a buddy who just came up with his own.
Yeah.
My brother actually has his own sauce and marinade type. Stuff I don't
well you got a fan base I'll buy your sauce I mean I definitely buy it
there you go Carrie you sold Word one up. That's right you sold one
I'm gonna have to go in the you right now and get
there. You go. Get to whipping it up, man.
Get it going. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot. Man.
Can I get
you? Guys, I appreciate you.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Can I get you to say one thing?
There's something you want me to say.
Yeah. Can I get you to say on the way out? Can you say something about Frylock? You know, maybe it's coming as Frylock or something like that. And say Swimmer's Ear is the name of our podcast. So maybe, mm-hmm. you know, make sure you listen to it or whatever.
Now?
Yes, please.
I didn't know you were
ready. I got
you.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
This is Frylock. You're listening to Swimmer's Ear. Don't get an infection. Peace, love, and frag grease. I'm out.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful, man.
Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate it, man. Yeah. And
thank you, guys.
We're going to try to come see you in Houston.
Also, I'm going to keep in contact with you, too. We might have you come on again or whatever. If anything kicks off with Aqua Teen, like, it's always cool to talk to people doing these shows that we love. That's the one thing that I like about this podcasting thing is I've gotten to talk to so many people that all you had to do is just ask. You know, it's kind of like it kind of trips me out sometimes with some of the people that I ask and they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And all you had to do is ask. And then you just think that there's so much. But everybody's just people at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And
that's exactly it.
That's where this kind of stuff shows.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you guys take care of yourselves and take care of those cats.
You
take
too.
Take care of that wife of yours. And good luck on the circuit. And I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Peace.
All right, man. See you. You can find Swimmer's Ear anywhere you get your podcasts or at roguemedianetwork.com.
Don't forget to take your Claridrill.
See our ad in Tables and Chairs magazine. This has been a Rogue Media Network production. Side knock, girl. I know you didn't go to sit.